topic is going to be ghost chord soloing, which means soloing on a over a chord progression when it's not being played, like playing soloing unaccompanied and using your knowledge of theory and your arpeggios to highlight the chords so that your improv, you know, has implied harmony in it, so the listener can hear the harmony even when it's not being present. How they're going to do that is, specifically, we're going to just focus on a 1 and a 5 chord. So let's say they take A and E, and Hillary and Amin are going to play like an A arpeggio and then an E 7 arpeggio and see if they can just play chord tones. The next level up from there would be to play chord tones of the arpeggios and integrate it with the scale. In other words, A major arpeggio on the A chord, E7 arpeggio on the E chord, but at any time they can access other notes from the A major scale. Going one level up further, which probably would be for Colwyn, is arpeggio substitutions. When you have a C sharp minor 7 arpeggio, then that's implying an A major 9 type of sound. When you have an F sharp minor 7 arpeggio, you're implying an A6 kind of a sound. Step further by accessing melodic minor things on the E7. So when you do E7, if you have E7 altered, then suddenly that's a B-flat 7 arpeggio you could do, or any others in the altered the altered scale. Like E7 altered is the same as F melodic minor. So you could do F minor or F minor major 7. You could do G minor 7. You could do A major 7 sharp 5. You could do B flat 7. You could do C7 or D half diminished or E half diminished. Any of those will work. Any of those arpeggios will work over the A chord. So that's a lot of layering up you could do. Now, as far as layering down, which might be for Joey, you give him just the A major pentatonic to play. He's just working on pentatonic. He's not going to be able to do any of that stuff. But he can still play along. And you could have, in terms of how to do it, you could either put a backing track on using Band in a Box or A and E. Oh, I mean, they're not going to do A and E the whole time, but that's just something to get them started. You could do different keys. You could also do a minor 1 and 5. Same spiel. It's just applied to a minor. And then, so you could either do Band in a Box, or you could lead it by playing chords, or you could lead it by playing the lines like they're supposed to play, or you could have them take turns leading so you can listen to them and everyone else follow and see how well they outline the chords and they can follow. That might be interesting. Before you begin, you're going to always sell the class, like tell them why you're doing it. So we're doing ghost chord soloing because this is how soloists go from soloing horizontally, which just means in the key of the song where they're kind of oblivious to what the chords are passing, but the real pros always know exactly how the chord tones relate to how the notes that they're playing, the scale tones, relate to the underlying chord at that moment. So you're selling them on being able to solo. Like, being able to solo melodically is very closely related to soloing harmonically, if that makes sense. And then you're just going to let them train, and depending on how easy or hard it is, you could break them up into groups, or you could have them do it all in one session. You could do lots of different keys, or just a few. I'd be inclined to do at least one major key with its 5 chord and then one minor key. But the 5 chord I would still keep dominant even though it's not strictly diatonic, just because it's more common. So if you did like C minor, I would also do G7 as the other chord.